The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to the October edition of Blind Spot, proudly sponsored and hosted by the Southland branch of Blind Citizens. And whether you're listening to us via radio on 94.6 FM or via the podcast or link, we hope you enjoy the show today. And we have a really cool session today, so please do enjoy. And we will say a big happy birthday to Blind Citizens New Zealand, as it is the 80th, and it will be what we'll be talking about and chatting about in this session. So I would like to introduce everyone we have in the studio today, starting with Carolyn Weston, who is also a host as well.
Kia ora, I'm Carolyn Weston.
And we also have Victor West.
Kia ora, it's Vic West speaking.
And we also have Robin Garden.
Kia ora, everyone.
Thank you. Now, I believe all three of you had attended this year's conference, which was held up in Wellington.
That's right.
That's all right. And what was? Does anyone remember what the theme of it was this year? Vic, do you want to go? Do you remember it?
Just hold on. No, I'm sorry. You'll have to get a pass on that one.
I've got it.
You've got it.
And Robin's got it written down, I think.
It's ka mua ka miri, which is walking backwards into the future.
That's right.
Yeah. It's such a good whakatauki for... So what was the highlight? Let's talk about the highlights, eh?
I think so.
So, Robin, what was your highlight of this year's conference?
It's very hard to give highlights, of course. What did impress me, and not so much a highlight, is the way we took that whakatauki and it actually had a web throughout it, or a thread throughout the whole conference, from the guest speakers, presenters, and from our president's report and those sorts of things. So I really enjoyed that sort of theme that was running there.
Yeah. And what about you, Carolyn? What was your highlight?
My highlight was probably the roll call, because it was the first time we did roll call in a Māori fashion.
Really?
Yeah.
So, can you give me an example of how that went?
It was really cool, but they had it set out for a whole hour and a half, so people were able to not just say their name, but also say about the mountain and their river, and a little bit about themselves, and, you know, things like that. So you got to learn a bit more about people than just having their name. So I thought that was really cool.
That sounds awesome. Thank you, Carolyn. And Vic, what was your highlight of conference this year?
Well, I'd have to say that was part of the, one of the highlights for me was the giving their pakapapa and all the other interests that they had. So it was relieved to find out which, about people. So since I couldn't get round to everybody, I was able to find out exactly, you know, from that perspective, to find out what, you know, they were up to, you know. It was great. Thank you.
No worries. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of conference, as we always get, we get a range of different speakers every year. Yeah. Do you want to start? Is there a speaker that, you know, inspired you or you found interesting, Robin?
There has to be one, absolutely, the last one, and that was a young 11-year-old.
An 11-year-old?
11-year-old.
Oh, wow.
He's fantastic.
A blind 11-year-old, and his name was Robert Hunt.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had won the Lions essay competition.
Oh, my gosh, cool.
And he read the essay out to us, and you could have heard a pin drop. It was just amazing. It sort of got to the hearts of everyone, I think. And this very confident young 11-year-old, he's going to go far. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa. And Carolyn, what about you? Is there any speakers that, you know, took your interest, apart from young Robert?
I can't remember their name, but What did impress me was the man who came and talked to us about individual identification and the fact there was him and then there was another person talking about finances and that, and how banks are going to be using, and well, some of them are already started to use digital
wallet.
Yes, that is quite common.
A wallet's already on my phone, which has got nothing in it, but in time it'll have my ID information. Instead of having cards, you'll be using that, and you'll have a wallet, and they reckon they're going to be more secure than cards or anything like that.
Well, yeah, they will be, but I think just heads up, when you use them, I tried using one earlier, or sometime last year, your phones have to use a permanent pass key if you're not a fan of having to pass it once you open your phone.
Yeah, so this is a government department, and they're going to choose methods and where people have a choice in how you can use a password, or you can use a thumbprint, or you could use a photo of yourself or something like that. I think personally I might use a thumbprint because that would be really quite easy.
Yeah, totally.
And so so I don't know when that'll do, but it's happening so fast. And I don't think people actually understand it's going to be so fast.
We could definitely do a session on this,
I think so.
I think we should do a blind spot session on the change of it,
It's going to affect so many people. You haven't got a smartphone, I don't know how you're going to get on.
Yeah, awesome. No, thanks, Carolyn. And Vic, interested you?
Well, the ones that the boy was very interesting, the 11-year-old who got and spoke. I thought he was interesting, but this wasn't actually one of the presenters I spoke to. It was one of the ladies from Tasmania who was there from visiting there, and I was speaking to him. But my interest was more and when we got to talking around about TT and mutton birds, she started talking about the local people, Aboriginal people, rights to, they have islands off Tasmania and they go and catch the mutton birds over there. But they have snakes in the holes too there, so they got very wary about that. So that was a nice, interesting conversation.
Awesome. And you do get to have some really cool convos at conference.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's cool, eh?
It is. So I guess another aspect of conference, which is, the general AGM, was there anything interesting that came out of the annual general meeting for the year? Like, there would have been remits, papers presented. Was there anything interesting that came out of it this year?
The only remit that was taken to conference by the Auckland branch...
Not Auckland,
you're right. It was Wellington. and that was about white cane education. Everyone did feel there was a need for that wider education of what is a white cane for, how is it used, what should people do when they see someone with a white cane, that type of thing. So that was the only remit that was passed.
It was interesting that someone in Auckland said some people think that white canes are weapons.
they can be used as self-defense.
Yes, they can, but not as... my personal thing to do with the conference is the new constitution. I have looked at it, and they had a hui about that on Zoom the other night, and I couldn't do it. They always do these Zoom meetings at a funny time. Doesn't suit me. But... I am quite interested in the new constitution. A lot of it's having to be changed due to the charities and the Incorporated Society Acts being changed. And so that's why some of this is having to be done. And it's very academic, I know, but I quite enjoy doing constitution.
And what about you, Vic? Was there any business that came up particularly interesting?
Not really, but it was more of the pre-conference type of stuff that I was involved in with the Treaty Advisory, because we had that on. I missed the first meeting, which was on Wednesday, because we couldn't land there, at Wellington, and then the next one was the Pukto, and on Thursday, so that was good.
Yeah.
The meet and greet and... with everybody, that was very good.
Yeah, and they always are having those initial meetings. I think it's great for guide dogs, for the Treaty of Waitangi and things like that.
I went to the Braille Network group. And the other thing that might be interesting to our members is NZ View, which is the women's group, have disbanded, and now there's a new women's network, Blind Women's Network, going to be under the Association of Blind Citizens.
Wow.
Hannah, so you might be interested in that as well.
It might be quite interesting.
You know, think about women's issues, being a mother and having children or other women's health issues.
I think it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so, there is a lot of things that can happen there.
Cool. That was cool.
Yeah. So I guess getting on to the important part of conference is the celebration evening, and that's always lots of fun. So I know there was some possible exciting stuff that may have come out, some awards given out or people nominated. Does anyone want to share about anything, about some really cool stuff that may have come out of conference? Victor West?
Daniel received the Beamish Memorial Award.
Daniel Phillips.
And did we have Jonathan surprise him?
Yes.
Yeah. I was actually sitting at the same table as Daniel Phillips, and he was very surprised. But it's probably a little bit given away because his daughter and granddaughter turned up for dinner, and I think him and his wife wondered what on earth they were there for.
But did we have any other awards, Victor West?
Victor. Come on.
Well, I couldn't, I'm very, feel really humble when I, about the whole thing, because I wasn't, it was really unexpected. when I saw that on the
agenda.
So what award did you receive, Vic?
Honorary membership for life.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it must be coming the blind citizens thing when you never expect it.
The 80th birthday, we all got a big bright yellow bag, and it had Blind Citizens New Zealand 80 years on it.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. No, I'm so glad it was an awesome celebration. Did you have many people attend in person?
Over 60 would have been, and as you said, quite a number from Australia as observers, which was really nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And they've just recently celebrated their 50th anniversary, so we're 30 years ahead of them.
Go New Zealand!
Yeah, we beat them at something.
They're awesome. So I think what we'll do now is finish up with a couple local notices.
Yep.
Carolyn, did you want to let members know about the general meeting coming up?
So general meeting is now on the 8th of November, and because our Blind Low Vision Centre is closed at present due to the storm last week, we are looking at having it probably at the Southland Community Trust building in Don Street. So the drivers, the taxi drivers and the other drivers that come and pick people up will be going to Don Street and take you there. And the meeting starts at 11 a.m. and we're having lunch and we're having fun and we're celebrating 80th years as well. So there you are. All welcome to come, if you're members. Thank you.
And Robin, just quickly too, indoor bowl practice, has that been relocated temporarily or is that on pause at the moment?
It's on pause at the moment. We were going to be hopeful that it was going to be next week, but it looks like it won't be, so we'll have to reconsider that.
Okay.
And we'll get back to people when we've got a message for them.
Awesome. And Vic, do you have any final notices?
No, I don't have any.
Okay.
No.
Well, just want to thank all of you three for coming on air today, and hope everyone enjoyed the show. And either Carolyn or myself will be back for November's edition. But apart from that, everybody take care, be safe, and have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.